It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda for their faithful obedience to the Lord and their example to us.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Well, it is day two of our Share-a-thon for the spring at American Family Association, American Family Radio. And joining me today is my good friend Bert Harper from Exploring the Word. Bert, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, Pastor Jeff, and it is a joy to be with you here at Share-a-thon. It is exciting in Tupelo, Mississippi, and it's a lot livelier than it was at 6 o'clock when we kicked it off. A lot more people here, a lot more activity, and the numbers continue to rise. I'm telling you. And Tim Wildman, when he walked out, he said, Jeff is thinking I'm gloating a little bit. He said, but see what y'all can do about it. So we're going to see what we can do about it, aren't we?
Yeah, I sent Tim a text just about 10 minutes ago. Said, I heard you were gloating about beating Bert and me in terms of the giving for the hour. So, yeah, we'll see what we can do about that. The number to call if you would like to give to support American Family Association, American Family Radio, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or you can go online at afr.net. And Bert, we have the $100 challenge. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a $100 add-on to every gift that you make. It will go up $100. Give $100, it goes to $200, $200, $300. So it is an add-on, and so that's active, so we're ready to do that. And so it would be a good time to use your money wisely. I think that's a good deal.
Okay, so it's Founders Day today, where we recognize and thank Don Wildman as he started the ministry. How many years ago?
It started in 1977 is when the American Family Association started, and a few years later, the AFR would be added, one station, then it started multiplying, and it continues, 179 today. Now, there would have been more, but we discovered the internet, and it's a lot more, I would say, inexpensive to operate the internet and get it into homes and on apps than it is to buy a tower and a location. But we still do that from time to time. We add stations to it. We really do.
Well, I love the fact that we played that clip from Don as we began the program. God has not called us to be successful. He's called us to be faithful.
Amen.
And 1 Corinthians 4:2 said, moreover, it is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. And Jesus, hopefully, every Christian wants to hear at the end of his or her life, the Lord say, well done, my good and faithful slave. You were faithful in a few things. I'll put you in charge of many things. And so I believe, Bert, that at the judgment seat of Christ, faithfulness is going to be the key. And the Lord is saying, okay, this is what I gave you in terms of time, in terms of talent, in terms of treasure. And what did you do with it? Were you faithful in using what I gave you to further my kingdom?
I do as well. I believe that. And I heard one preacher early on in my ministry, he said, not everybody can sing a solo, not everybody can teach, not everybody can preach, but there's something that everybody can be, and that is faithful. And that is true. There's nothing keeping you from being faithful except yourself. And so, listen, I love that comment as well. And we're having people that are calling in that have been faithful. They're longtime supporters, and then there's new supporters. But sometimes the old supporters, sometimes things happen. Sometimes they go on to be the Lord in glory. And sometimes things happen. They move away. And that's why we need people that have started listening. Say, I don't want to just be a listener. I want to be a participant in helping AFR to stay. And you do that by calling 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net.
Well, it's a great blessing to give. And Jesus said it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. As much as we like to receive, there's a tremendous blessing in giving. And there's a tremendous blessing in knowing that I am partnering with a ministry that is making a difference, that's committed to the scripture. Now, Bert, you know as well as I do, many ministries, many churches, many universities, once solid seminaries, they're just caving to the culture, and they're saying, well, we need to not be so hardline on women in ministry or on sexual morality or whatever it might be. American Family Association stands up for truth, and that's the way Don Wildman founded the ministry.
He really did, and it came from that because of family. I love the name American Family because Don saw the direction that was taking place in the late 70s as it was diminishing in its moral founding, and he started this ministry, and it was because he was at home with his family, four children, and they, they were looking for a television program that they could watch together, and at that time, three networks, there was just not a lot to pick from. And out of that need and out of that desire, he got the vision, and God brought this about. He and Linda have just been faithful, and we thank God for them. And Tim has come along and taken the mantle. Just like the mantle fell from Elijah to Elisha, it came to Tim. I was on the board when Don had to step down, and Tim was ready. He took that mantle and has gone with it, has held his face as a flint to the word of God, and continued to guide American Family Radio in the direction that would bring glory to the Lord. I say hallelujah for that group of people, that family.
Hey, Bert, when did Tim assume the presidency of American Family Association?
It would have to be around 2010, if I'm not mistaken, because it was real close to then. Don served as chairman of the board and the president. And so after that was off, I served as chairman of the board for 2 years. And it was around 2008 to 2010, somewhere in that area where Tim came on board and started, became president. And it was a transition. You know, a lot of times you lose steam when that happens. AFR lost no steam. We continued to grow because they saw the need. They saw what we were doing. They saw that we did not stop doing what we did just because Don had to step down and Tim assumed the leadership role, and we've continued to grow.
Now, you've known Tim for how many years?
Well, I've known him for close to 25 years, I guess it would be. I have,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. So how much older are you than he is?
I got him about 10 years. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, tomorrow's my birthday. So this is my this is the last day of this year before
there
I step up. I've reached the age where I'm proud of made it this long, but at the same time, you know, you realize, hey, by the way, they have upped this $100 challenge. Now it is a $50,000 challenge. In other words, in the next 2 to 3 hours, whatever you give will be matched up to $50,000 total. That means if you give $100, it goes $200. If you give $250, it's $500. So make that call, 877-616-2396. But yes, Jeff, it's been a pleasure to be involved and be a part of the family here, Wesley and Walker, and just to see them personally, see how they care for their families. Mm-hmm. And so it's not just a facade, it's the real deal.
Right. Yeah, I love that about them, seeing the boys, Wesley and Walker, with their kids and the whole Wildman family. There are a lot of the Wildmans around and little ones running around, and it's just cool to see that. So it's not just something that they talk about on the radio. It's something that they live out every day. Hey, Bert, one of the things we were talking about at 6 o'clock this morning was the fact that Don Wildman started American Family Association at his kitchen table with very few supporters. And I mean, it's just, okay, we need to do this. He felt impressed from the Lord. And it's amazing to see how God has blessed that. You know, sometimes we can think, oh, this is too little. This doesn't make a difference. But the Lord can take a little kid's lunch and feed 5,000 men plus women and children. And that's basically what he's done with American Family Association, American Family Radio. It's one man who had a heart, who had a desire, who saw the direction of the country was going down the tubes and said, I need to make a difference. And God has certainly blessed.
He really has. I've gotten to spend some time with Don, going some places, he and I, and talking. You know how it is in a car. That's you get to know one another a little bit there. And we were going somewhere, and he said, Bert, I always knew God called me to preach, but I knew it was more than just preaching. And he said, I didn't know exactly what it was, but I step by step, God revealed what he wanted me to do. And when that opportunity came in 1977 to do that, it took off. God was ready there because, and it goes back to that saying, he had been faithful. He had been faithful in the churches that God had let him pastor. He had been faithful in every area. And that faithfulness led to God giving him a larger and bigger opportunity to make a difference. And what a difference AFR has made in the lives of so many people. These testimonies that we hear, listen, lives changed, people's lives turned around because they were headed in a completely wrong direction. People that needed encouragement, we've heard it again and again and again. And it happens when people make that phone call at 877-616-2396. Guess what that does? That encourages others to give, because right now we've had 6,801 pledges. People, that many people, have made pledges calling in to say, this is what we want to do. That should encourage others to say, this is what I want to do as well. And so those phones are ringing. That you're on the internet at AFR.net, you're making those pledges, and the totals keep on climbing as we're sitting here, Jeff.
Amen. Well, and people need to know, too, you can give a one-time gift, or you can give a monthly and say, hey, you know, every month I'll send in, whether it's $30, $50, $100, or whatever it might be. The monthly pledges are really, really helpful, because then the ministry can kind of get a baseline of how much money is coming in every month.
It really is. And if you do that, make $150 or more, you'll get a DVD, The Battle in Loudoun County, Virginia, about the school board and the parents and how that developed and how the parents found their voice. But if you give a $30 or more monthly gift, you'll get that same DVD, but you'll also get a duffel bag. It's blue, black, and gray. Just a beautiful bag. Everybody needs a duffel bag. You're going to go somewhere, put it in a duffel bag, and it really, and while you're doing that, you know, people may stop it. What's AFR? And you can tell them. And when you give like that, you're a part of it. That's the neat part. Yeah, we have a staff here, but guess what? Everybody that is a part of AFR are those that give, and you can do that by calling 877-616-2396.
Amen. And we have the $50,000 challenge. Is that for the next few hours?
Yes,
how long
it is,
that
from
go?
8 to 11. So, okay. Hey, wouldn't it be great for you and me to wipe it out the first hour?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That wouldn't be you and me now, but it's during our hour, you know, but it would be great. So right now, man, is a great time to make that call. We've had people from New Mexico, North Carolina, Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, Missouri, Louisiana. They're calling from all over the United States, Jeff.
Amen. Little known fact, I just found this out the other week when I was at the American Family Association retreat. Tim is one of four in the family. Don and his wife had four kids. Three of them have the same birthday.
Isn't that
amazing? Did you know that?
I did. I heard that the first time, and I said, you got to be kidding. I call that family planning, man. That's
I've never heard of that before.
I haven't either. That's unique. And listen, it's Founders Day. Don and Linda Wildman, it's a joy. And when you give, make the big deal about today. I think you will be blessed, and I know we will be blessed. But I really, honest, more than anything else, Jesus Christ to get glory. That's what we ultimately want to happen, isn't it?
Amen. Well, you're listening to Real for today, and it's Share-a-thon. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. We're up against a break, but we'll be right back.
You sponsor good, clean, constructive programs, we'll go out of our way to buy your products. We appreciate it. Uh-huh. You sponsor immorality, vulgarity, profanity, we'll make it a point not to buy your products, and we'll tell our friends and our neighbors and ask them to do the same.
Donald Wildman founded the American Family Association. The year was 1977.
Our billfolds have an off and on button, and as Christians, we have an obligation not to purchase products which we knowingly will go to help promote pornography and anti-Christian, anti-family values. You know what you're saying to me? You're saying to me, here's a choice. If you don't like it, turn it off. You're saying the same thing to me.
No.
You're telling me that if I sit down and I don't like sexual infidelity and I don't like profanity and I don't like seeing somebody clobber somebody over the head, then forget it.
Your continued support of the American Family Association keeps us on the front lines of America's culture war.
My name is Mona, and American Family Radio has been so wonderful. You hear the name of Jesus spoken all the time. You hear wonderful words from the Word and people talking about what's going on in the world from a biblical standpoint. I want to thank y'all. I praise the Lord for y'all, and keep it going.
God continues to provide for this ministry in the faithfulness of His saints during Share-a-thon. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or at pledge online at afr.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
John chapter 7, verse 38 says, "He who believes in me," this is Jesus, "he who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his heart shall flow rivers of living water." That's our theme for Share-a-thon this year. It's John 7, 38, the rivers of living water. And that comes when people have a personal relationship with Jesus and let the Holy Spirit who lives inside take over. That's what it means to be Spirit-filled. It means you let the Holy Spirit, who is resident, become president of every area of your life. And we are in day two of Share-a-thon, and the number to call to pledge your support, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go online, afr.net. You can give a one-time gift, or you can give a monthly gift. And Bert, what do they get if they give $150?
$150 or more, you get a DVD. It's called The Battle in Loudoun County. That's in Virginia, where the public school system had just gotten off track. The parents came, they confronted them, and it tells about that battle and the parents' voice being heard. And if you remember, it ran into political issues with the new governor of Virginia coming on board saying, "We're going to listen to parents." And you can hear that story from this DVD, The Battle in Loudoun County. But if you give $30 or more monthly, then you'll get that same DVD, but you will get a bundle bag. And that duffel bag is really, really, it's blue, black, and with white lettering. It is a great tool, not only to carry your stuff around, as I said yesterday, but it's also promoting AFR. And people might ask you, "What is AFR?" And you can be able to tell them. So, Jeff, it is a great day. You was talking about the living water. Recently, my son Nathan, he and I do exploring the missions together, and his son Jude got to go to Africa on a mission trip. And one of the ministries that my son works with, they help supply and provide clean water to these places where the water is just, it's not running. It's clouded at best, but they're able to provide clean water. And you're talking about a ministry. And when you hear that word, flow rivers of living water, how important water is. And that's how important Jesus Christ is to us. We would not survive without water. And I just tell you, spiritually, it's Jesus Christ. He's the one that provides, and He is the one. Out of His heart will flow rivers of living water. I love that verse.
It's a great verse, and that makes me think, too, how we need to seek the Lord every single day, just like you drink water every day because you keep yourself hydrated, and if you don't, you're going to have serious problems. If we're not seeking the Lord every day, you know, Bert, you've probably heard this expression, you can't live off of yesterday's quiet time. You know, it has to be seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things He'll add to you. And so I just want to encourage our listeners to know that the Lord is ready to meet with you anytime, day or night, and he inclines His ear to His children, so he's ready to hear our prayers. God does answer prayer. He answers in His time, not our time, but He listens, He answers, He cares for us, and He speaks to us through His Word. And I love the mission statement of American Family Association: to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our country. And as we know from the book of Psalms, Psalm 11, verse 3, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? And so at American Family Association and American Family Radio, we work hard to try and keep the crumbling dam up so that the waters of judgment and destruction don't come and destroy the city below. We want people to hear the good news of Jesus and to come to Christ while there's still time.
You know, we're living in a day when you have 24-hour news all the time. It's changed everything. The internet in 24 hours, but here at AFR, it's 24 hours of information to like you just said, to inform, equip, and to activate the Word of God, mostly being preached through even the night and programming through the night. And I remember years ago when AFR first started and came in, we didn't have but one station at that time. It was here in Tupelo. And I would be coming back from somewhere, and I was so proud, especially late at night, when I could get within the distance of our radio station, turn our radio on, and we would hear, in those days, it was Pastor Joseph Parker. He was the overnight guy, and he would be speaking and praying and playing music that really strengthened us. And I'd say, man, I'm nearly home. And now, because of 24-hour, because of the internet, because of the app, you have 24-hour accessibility all over the United States, all over the world, and you can be a part of that. That money is going to keep us doing that. We're going to do our best. We're going to be faithful to God's Word. We're going to honor Him. We're going to share Jesus. And when you call 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net and make that pledge, right now would be a wonderful time for you to do that. The $50,000 challenge is there. That means essentially what you give is doubled, and that will last as long as the $50,000 is out there. And that means it could be $100,000 before long, Jeff. That's significant money, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. Well, we love to hear the testimonies of listeners, so let's go to a testimony right now.
Rebecca from Mississippi. The Lord has blessed me so much through y'all's radio station. 2 years ago, my husband left and kind of just threw my kids and my world upside down. I've just heard the Lord say through confirmation just to wait on Him, you know, and I don't know what the waiting is for, but He has been so prevalent in our lives. And when I'm just really about to just break and just bawl my eyes out, even at work, I'll turn on the radio, and one of y'all's people will say, you know, just wait on the Lord, and He'll give you rest. And it just confirms again that the Lord is using y'all so prevalently in this world. My kids and I are so thankful for you, and we love your news and everything that y'all give out. We know that we can trust every single thing that y'all say to be true and honest and to the glory of God. I'm just blessed by y'all, and I want to say thank you.
Amen. What a great testimony. You know, Bert, people are looking for a news source, a ministry source, a preaching source where they can trust it, where they know, hey, this is solid biblical information. It's not slanted. It's not somebody's spin. This is Thus Says the Lord. And that's what they get at American Family Radio, at American Family Association. Not that, you know, all of us are perfect. We're definitely not. And we can get some things wrong. As we shared yesterday, you know, you and Alex with Exploring the Word, that doesn't mean you know every answer to every Bible question, but it's going to be solid and biblically based, and everything is going to come out of the Scripture and out of what does the Lord say about this. And that's what makes such a difference for people.
It is. AFR has a biblical worldview. And every program, everything that we do comes and stems from that. What does that mean? It means the Bible is the Word of God. It is sure. It is settled in heaven. And then you saturate. Now, what you do, the Bible will help you to be wise. It will help you to make wise decisions. When I need to make some of the biggest decisions of my life, I saturate myself in the book of John and the book of Proverbs. I really do, because they just have so much there. But let me tell you, the real reason to dig into the Word of God is to know the God of the Word. When you know Him and you know Jesus, Jesus said, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. And so we want to see Him clearly. And when you remember the song, My Father's Eyes? We want to have our Father's eyes when we look at situations, when we look at people, when we know how to look at a certain thing that is facing us. What would Jesus say? What would Jesus do? Have your Father's eyes. And you get that by spending time in the Word of God. And AFR is desiring to put that availability to all of those who would listen. And so I would say this, Jeff, that AFR, because of that biblical worldview, the news, the information they get each day, no matter what, we may not know everything. We may get something a little bit out of line, but I tell you what, we do have a bias. I call it a biblical bias. You know, right. I am biblically biased. I want to think the way Jesus thinks, see the way He sees. I haven't arrived there yet, but I'm telling you what, the more time I spend with Him and in His Word and with God's people, the more of that biblical worldview I develop.
Well, the Scripture says in Romans 3:4, let God be found true, though every man be found a liar. And I think we could say without equivocation that the programming on American Family Radio, we all come to it with the presupposition that God is real, His Word is true, we can count on Him. As Jesus prayed in His great high priestly prayer, sanctify them in the truth, Your Word is truth. And that's the way we present everything on this this great network is, hey, what God says is true. And difficulties do come into life. I mean, no question. And I think the book of Job is there for all time to let people know, hey, even if you're walking with the Lord closely, as Job was, that doesn't mean you're immune from the difficulties of life. But as Job said, though He slay me, yet will I trust in Him. And God uses that to remind us, hey, I am God. I'm over it all. You can trust me even when the bottom drops out of life. My Word is true. I will never leave you. I'll never forsake you. And we can rest in Him.
Amen. Brother, when you hear those words that I'll not leave you, I'm not going to forsake you, I am with you always, that's enough. Listen, to have someone like that, a friend like that, that sticks closer than a brother, that will see you through. Listen, having that relationship with Jesus Christ, listen, it's not a bed of roses. Someone said, yeah, it's a bed of roses, but the thorns are still there, okay? Which is a pretty good word picture. But listen, life is tough. It is a struggle. But we have that friend, Jesus Christ, who is with us through thick or thin. And so we want to make that known, and we make it known by sharing the good news of Jesus Christ on the programming here at AFR. And so if you want to be missional, part of a church's responsibility is to feed the flock of God, yes, minister to them, but also to missional and reaching out to others. And we're doing our best to reach out to others. And when you make the call at 877 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or go online at AFR.net. Listen, you're making that possible. Hey, Jeff, I found out we couldn't do this without people, other people listening, giving. What a joy it is to be do what we do, but we couldn't do what God's called us to do and give us the privilege to do without the people that would call in, pray for us, and support us.
That's exactly right. And so we're the body of Christ, and God doesn't make everyone an eye or everyone an ear or everyone a mouth. We all have different functions in the body. And so together, we make a difference. And I love, Bert, you probably heard this before about witnessing, being a link in the chain. Sometimes if we think, well, we're not the one that prayed with this person to receive Christ, so we haven't really witnessed. Well, we witness every time we share a word for the Savior to somebody who doesn't know him, and God can use that word from this person, and then from another person, another person, another person, and then somebody finally, when they're ripe, shares the gospel with them, and they pray to receive Christ. But who led that person to Christ? It wasn't just that one person. It was all along the way. And so we work together to make a difference for the kingdom of God.
I remember pastoring here in Tupelo. I would tell our church, I said, listen, we've got realtors here. When these people move to Tupelo and you're a realtor, tell them about Jesus. Say a word. Can I pray for you? Tell them about our church. And I said, then they have to go and see a doctor. Those of you that are in the office, just make a conversation with them saying you're praying for them. And I said, then when they have to call a plumber, and we got plumbers, and, you know, just make it known to them. And I said, before long, they're going to get the message. It's more than just one people. And everybody remembers this. It takes a village. Well, you know, it was more than that. But when it comes to people being saved, it's usually more than one person. You know, it usually is, Jeff. It's not just that person that maybe gave them the four spiritual laws or the Roman road that led to Christ, but it possibly could be a sermon they heard on AFR. It could be a word fitly spoken at the right time. And at the right moment, at the right time, they remember these, and the Holy Spirit of God comes in and draws them to himself, and they're saved. And when you're a part of AFR, you're one of those links in that chain that Jeff was talking about. And so when you make that call and say, yes, I want to support AFR, I want to be a part of what you're doing, at 877-616-2396, I just tell you, God keeps up with that. Now, I can't keep, you know, when someone comes to me, they may not can tell me the whole chain link in each one, but God knows, doesn't he?
He does. And remember, Jesus said, if you give a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, you will not lose your reward. And so God sees, as we were saying yesterday, Bert, you brought this up about how the Lord watched. He saw the widow put in the two small copper coins, and he commented on that. And so the Lord sees what we give. He sees what we do with what he has given to us, because of his fullness we've all received, and grace upon grace. So everything we have is a gift from God, and every good and perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variation nor shadow of turning. And so all that we are able to give back to him is what he's already given to us. And in our time, in our talent, in our treasure, we want to use all of those things to glorify the Lord. And as far as giving financially goes, we want to support ministries that are solid. Bert, you know, it's heartbreaking to see many well-meaning Christians support ministries that are off the rails, that are, you know, barking up the wrong tree. And it's like, man, don't support that. Don't support heresy. Support the truth.
People call us quite a bit, and they will ask that we just moved to a new town. Do you know a biblical-based church? Well, I want to tell you, you know why they have confidence in AFR, that we are biblical and we're going to speak the truth. So listen, if they can't find a church for a while, they can still listen to AFR, get some training. While they're looking for that strong church, they can still listen to AFR. And when you make that call at 877-616-2396, you're providing a way for them to be able to continue growing in the Lord while they're making that change from one town to another. So make that call today, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net and let your voice be heard, and let AFR continue to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
One of my memories of Brother Don was when he used to walk through the data processing area. He would say, "Good deal, Lucille." And that would tickle me because that's my middle name, you know. When I first started at AFA, I was real young, and I remember watching Brother Don, and sometimes he'd scare me because he looked like he could be, you know, really, really stern. But come to find out, he has a great big heart. He's like a teddy bear. When I think about Brother Don, I feel like if he had been back in those days of, you know, men writing the Bible or in the Bible, he would have been one of those men, so faithful to God.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
Hi, my name is Susan, and I'm calling from Virginia. And I've always wanted to tell you that after President Trump won the election in 2016, I promised God as a new Christian, or a fairly new Christian, that I would pay better attention to the news and politics, to the culture, and to the world around me. Shortly after the election, after that promise to God, I heard a voice in the wilderness. One day I was looking for NPR, trying to make good on my promise to God, and I listened to news-related radio. But instead, I found a voice in the wilderness named Sandy Rios. And her show led me to the AFR app and to the entire lineup there. And I just want to let you know that your work has helped me to develop a strong Christian worldview.
God continues to provide for this ministry in the faithfulness of His saints during Share-a-thon. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper, and it is day two of Share-a-thon here at American Family Radio, American Family Association. And Bert, you were privileged to work with Don Wildman as the founder of American Family Radio and American Family Association in 1977. He seems like a guy that was ready to stand up for the truth, not intimidated, definitely not ashamed of the gospel, but he wasn't intimidated to mix it up with the quote-unquote intellectuals, even though some would say, well, he's a hick from the sticks. He's got a heavy Southern accent. And you know how people today, if you have a Southern accent, they immediately think you're not very smart.
Well, that was possible, but listen, he would take them by surprise. It really, with that accent, with what he did, would catch them off guard. Yes, you're exactly right. But you're talking about a quick mind. We were talking about Tim being quick-witted with his humor. Well, Don is quick with his mind, just sharp as he could be. And he, you would be talking with him, and you'd say something, and then he would think a little bit different than that and throw that in there. And then he would do a lot of like what Jesus would do, and that would be ask questions. One of the most effective things that Jesus did, especially with those that were confronting him, would be asking them questions. And when he asked those Pharisees, they asked him about whose authority are you cleaning out this temple? And Jesus said, well, I'll answer you if you'll answer this question. What question you got for us? I'm adding lib in here a little bit.
Right.
And Jesus said, John's baptism, was it of man or was it of God? And it caught them because they knew John was popular among the people and he'd lose them. And they knew good and well if he said it was just of himself, he'd be in bad trouble. If God, they were denying, why'd you kill him? So anyway, and Don had that, he had that quick mind and wit, and he also has vision. He could look ahead like the internet. He looked ahead and saw that. And early on, that was not a, we did not have to have full power stations. We had what is called translators, and those were a lot less expensive. And so that's the reason it exploded so early. And then we had to start putting the full powered stations in, which cost more money, but we had the listenership in order to do that. So God has blessed us by having Brother Don Wildman and Linda as our founders. What a blessing it's been. And so you can continue doing that. We want the numbers to go up. Right now, we still have that $50,000 challenge. And if you give whatever you give, it will be matched. And so if you give $250, $250 will be added on to that, and it essentially turns into $500. So it's an opportunity for you to give using your money wisely by calling 877-616-2396.
Well, it makes such a difference, and God uses American Family Radio, as we know, in great ways. And Bert, we have just a bank of testimonies of people who have called in. So if Randy can pull one of those up now, let's share that with the listeners.
Hello, my name is Adrian, and I'm calling from Louisiana, Shreveport, Northwest Louisiana. And I was just calling to say how much of a blessing it is to listen to American Family Radio, and specifically the Hamilton Corner. I really enjoyed Abe Hamilton. It's just been a blessing to myself and my family. I never considered how biased and how unfactual mainstream media was until I began listening to American Family Radio. So I just thank God for what you all do. I pray that He'll continue to strengthen and to lead you as you continue to inform the body of Christ and help us all to see things through the lens of the Word of God.
Amen. Amen. Well, Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. Now, Bert, in your life, have you found that to be absolutely true?
Listen, and it's always amazing. He still amazes me how He does it. You know, when they were praying for Peter to be released, and they go to the door, the little girl does, and he's there, and she goes back and tells them, and they said, oh, no, it can't be. We kind of get on to them for their lack of faith. But I look at it a little, I understand that, but I look at, God, you've heard us. You know, you mean you're hearing us, and He is doing this? I can't believe what all God has done. When it comes to giving, I found that to be truthful, Jeff, that He is faithful. He'll give back, pressed down, shaken together, running over. And listen, I've had, back when you pastors wore suits, you know, 24/7. And and young, very, you know, slim, I would say, salary. I've had suits last longer than they were supposed to. I've had tires on my car last longer than they were supposed to. So a lot of times you have to look at it and say, man, look what God has done. But He is faithful. And that He delivers, He helps, He strengthens. He is that kind of a God. I've been serving Him now. I'll put this to you. I have been saved for 58 years, okay? I've been saved for 58 years, and I'm still amazed every morning at how good God is. That's our God.
Amen. Amen. Well, it would be good right now, Bert, for us to hear from the founder, Don Wildman. So I think Randy's got a clip set up.
This was a full-time effort from day one, 16, 17 hours a day, nearly about 7 days a week. I had to do everything myself, and work has never bothered me. I don't mind working. Working sometimes is good therapy. And I went, I guess, 2.5 years before I had any help at all. Did everything myself. Traveled a good bit. Ran the organization, the ministry, out of our dining room, with a desk and a phone and a small offset press, which I bought with my own funds when I began this, because I knew that I would be needing one. So it was basically for 2.5 years. It was a one-man job.
That is amazing. From a one-man job to a ministry that reaches around the nation and around the world through the internet and makes a difference every single day as it's 24 hours a day broadcasting the truth and informing people of critical issues going on in culture, going on in politics. And it is a great joy of mine to be a part of American Family Association, American Family Radio. Now, Bert, before you ever came on board, so back in 1977, did you know who Don Wildman was?
I did not. I did not know him. I got to know him right after that, probably in 1980. Here I was. I came to Tupelo, Mississippi as a youth minister, matter of fact. And then I became pastor of that church where I had served as youth minister. But I got to hear about Don, met Don during those days, and I was always amazed. Now, he was a United Methodist, I Southern Baptist, and I think that God used him being United Methodist to tear down some walls, because they didn't think that the United Methodist pastor would be quite as, I would say, faithful, I would say strong, and man, he
salty.
That was him, because if you're a United Methodist, I'm not trying to, but they are known not for the fire and brimstone, you know. And so Don was able to catch people off guard, and that last testimony that we heard, the personal one about who he was, he is. You want to see the real Don Wildman, you ought to see him when his grandkids and people's children's come around, that there's a light going on of care for them and just showing that kind of grandfather's love. And so Don Wildman and Linda, listen, I said it earlier, it's neat when a friend of yours is one of your heroes, and Don Wildman is that for me.
Amen. Okay, now, Bert, I remember listening to when I was a traveling salesman working selling chemicals for an alkochemical company, I would listen to Christian radio, and Don would come on. I think he had like a minute or 2 minutes or something like that, little segments that he would do on other stations. What were those called?
They were, let me look. I was trying to remember that real quickly, and it's my turn. It's my turn.
Okay.
And he would do those, and listen, those would, he was well-read. Let me just tell you, he was well-read, and you don't get all those examples by just sitting around. He had to dig for some of those great examples of, it was kind of like Paul Harvey years and years ago,
right.
The rest of the story. Uh-huh. Don had that kind of mentality to take a illustration, take a story, and weave it in to let you know who Jesus is, that he was who he said he was. And so God used Don in such a great way for that. And again, I just can't make too much about Linda. He was gone quite a bit, but she kept the home fires going with those four children and cared for them and loved them. And like he said, 17 hours a day to keep the ministry going. And so it took a lot of time and effort. And he would not have done it without a godly wife like Linda. And you and I both know what it means to have that wife that's godly standing with you. Don
Amen.
Had it as well.
Amen. Well, you know, I think about Don and how, you know, he had to get out of the boat and walk on the water with the Lord, because leaving the pastorate to begin this ministry, it's a scary thing financially to do that. And he's got four kids, but he heard the Lord call, and he said, I'm doing it, and God has certainly blessed.
He really has. And so when you can continue this, it didn't stop with Don. As we said earlier, when Don had to step down and Tim became president, he had to step down from the chairman of the board. people came along, feel that, and a beat has not missed. That's what's amazing. And it's because of people who have responded to the ministry that God has raised up. And we have people that's been faithful. They continue to be faithful. We had people that were faithful. They have gone on to be with the Lord. But yet God continues to raise up new people to be the support that is needed to continue carrying on what American Family Radio is. And you can be a part of that by calling 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net. And I remind you, we're in the midst of a $50,000 challenge. We've had listeners that have come to us and said, we want to use our money to help others want to give. And that's what they've done. They've set that money aside and said, we will match what people give in this hour right now. If you will call in, it's essentially doubled. And so this is an opportunity, Jeff, that people, let me give you some names. I haven't done that. I can do that real quickly. Daniel from Mississippi, Joanne from Ohio, Jack from North Carolina, Rose from Virginia, Julie from Arkansas, Teresa from Iowa, Alice from Louisiana, Brian from Alabama, Jim from Texas, and Nicholas from Ohio. All of those people have called in the last just few minutes and said, we want to stand with you. And whatever they gave, that amount was doubled. So what an opportunity this is, Jeff.
It really is, and it's a blessing. I want to just say it's a blessing to give, and it's a blessing to partner with an organization like American Family Radio, and to know that God is using this radio station and this ministry, and it's got a lot of arms to it and a lot of areas where it's making a difference. But to know that, hey, this is solid, this is biblical, this is rooted in a biblical worldview, it's rooted in Scripture, and I don't have to wonder if this ministry is going off the rails, if it's getting woke, if it's moving into social justice. It's staying firm in the gospel and in the Word of God.
It is, and so that is commitment. Something we haven't talked about is the board of directors. That's where Don invited me to come on and be a part of that after I got to know him. And so we still have a great board of directors. They're godly businessmen. They're godly pastors that have a high view of Scripture. They come from different denominations. They come from different locations. But they all know Jesus is Savior. They have a high view of Scripture. And they believe that people ought to be involved in society, which includes government, which includes local issues in the schools. And so this is what we're doing, and that's what AFR is about, and that's why we say that mission statement is this: to inform, equip, activate individuals and families to transform American culture and to give aid to the church here and abroad in fulfilling the Great Commission. So, Jeff, it's awesome to be a part of it, but people can be a part of it by calling and saying, I want to be a part of it, by giving money.
Amen. Well, do we have time for one more testimony?
We will not have time. We are coming up. Let me do this. I know I do this more than I should, but I just love to see these names. Margaret from Iowa, Janice from Tennessee, Joe from Tennessee, James from Arkansas, Brandy from Texas. These people are saying we want to be a part of that, and they want us to continue. That's a vote of confidence, isn't it?
Amen. It really is. And thank you to all who gave in this hour and who have been giving. God is going to use that for His glory. Well, thanks for listening to Real Truth for today. And Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper. Hey, be praying for Share-a-thon Spring 2023, that God would bless and that the ministry would continue to flourish and touch lives. God bless you.